On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Welcome to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. Today, we're going to be reviewing the film Black Widow. Black Widow came out on July 10th, 2021, and is an action, adventure, sci-fi. The rating is PG-13, and the runtime is 2 hours and 13 minutes. The director of the film is Kate Shortland, who's also known for Lore and Somersault. Starring in the film, we have Scarlett Johansson, who plays Natasha Romanoff. You'd recognize Scarlett from the other Avengers films, where she's played Natasha, as well as Black Widow. You'd also recognize her from Jojo Rabbit, where she plays Rosie. Also starring in the film, we have David Harbour, who plays Alexei. You'd recognize David from Stranger Things, where he plays Jim Hopper, as well as the new version of Hellboy, where he plays Hellboy. We also have Florence Pugh, who plays Yelena Belova. You'd recognize Florence from the film Fighting with the Family, where she plays Soraya Knight, and Midsummer, where she played Danny. We also have Rachel Weisz, who plays Melina. You'd recognize Rachel from The Fountain, where she played Isabel Creo, and from the film Confidence, where she plays Lily. And then finally, we have William Hurt, who's playing Secretary Ross. You'd recognize William from the other Avenger films, where he plays Thaddeus Ross, so he's reprising his role here, as well as the film The History of Violence, where he plays Richie Cusack. The plot of the film is it follows Natasha Romanoff in the timeline between Captain America Civil War and Infinity War, and the missions that she must encounter. It is here that we find out more about Natasha's past and how it connects her to her next big mission with a family that she thought she would never see again.
You don't know everything about me. I've lived a lot of lives before I was an Avenger, before I got this family. I made mistakes choosing between what the world wants you to be. And who you are. Back to where it all started.
Where did you think I was all this time?
We have unfinished business.
My girls are the toughest girls in the world.
I'm sorry. We had our orders and we played our roles.
It wasn't real.
It was real to me.
To me,
you were everything.
Bring her home.
Put your seatbelts on.
She's such a worm.
One thing's for sure. I'm done running from my past.
All right, of course, that was the trailer for Black Widow. Let's go ahead and jump right into the review here. So, we are introduced to Natasha's childhood and so-called family that she has during that time. It is through this that we find out that Natasha's father is none other than Russia's Captain America equivalent, the Red Guardian. The movie's supposed to be mainly about Black Widow, but really I found that it kind of focuses on her as well as this family. And if I'm being frank, this made the film even better. The thing is Natasha's character only had depth that drives the viewer because of her family and her involvement with what would be called the Black Widows. Every moment with David Harbour is such a treat. Not only is he the humor in the movie for the most part, I believe he honestly got the best lines, so much in fact that I would love to see a film just about his character. There were many moments in the film where I kind of almost just checked out, and it was during those times that he came back in to the family scenes, or rather portions with just David Harbour, that really pulled me back in and kept me going. Offering, of course, a second hand in the comedy is Florence Pugh playing Yelena, Natasha's sister. She calls out some of the tongue-in-cheek moments of Black Widow's big moments, and it plays on it without going too overboard. It's done very well, and I enjoyed it. It's great. Many fans were upset about the way Taskmaster is presented in the film, which could be listed as the main enemy in the film, or the antagonist. The Taskmaster is presented slightly different in the MCU, or Marvel Cinematic Universe, than Taskmaster is in the comics. Now, I honestly have no background info on this character, and I probably should have done some homework, but I kind of feel like they did a good job. I took a moment to kind of look up some information after seeing the film, and I still agree with that notion, and that's probably just because I'm not a diehard fan of that character, so it probably didn't bother me too much, and I thought that what they did really kind of fit in with the storyline that they were trying to present, so it worked out for me the way that it should have. Other than that, the character could have, and probably should have been, in the film much more. Don't expect to see a lot of Taskmaster in this, especially if they're supposed to be the main antagonist. Now, that being said, there is someone that could be listed as the main antagonist, and to be honest, it doesn't feel like much of a threat, and it leaves you feeling kind of flat. When we get to the pivotal moment that most MCU films get to, it feels rushed, and it uses a lot of the techniques that we've already seen in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So if you haven't checked out that series on Disney Plus, then you're probably going to have some great surprises when you see this film. But if you have, you're going to say, yeah, they totally stole that part there. I won't mention those parts, but you'll see them and you'll notice them. It was mentioned that just prior to the release of the film, Scarlett Johansson kind of said she's done with Marvel movies and the MCU. And honestly, I can't be more thankful for that after this film. I feel like that she's kind of hit a point where there's really not much more that we can do with this character. And I think that she felt that as well when she was portraying it in the film, to a point where I was honestly surprised to see that she was one of the producers for the film. It just didn't feel like that she had her heart in it. There's really nothing new that we see here. There's no, in my opinion, new levels. And she kind of comes off acting very flat, almost just delivering the lines instead of acting them. That's just the way I felt. And to be honest, it kind of felt like she'd already given up. I would say that, I don't know, it may be because it took so long to release the film, but that can't be the case because she had already filmed it at the time, so I think she was done. Following up with that, I would have to say the same for Rachel Weisz's character too. She has great portions in the film, and I don't want to say pivotal, but she has some very interesting things that she contributes, but when you actually focus on her delivering her lines or doing things where action is about to take place, it just felt dry. It didn't feel like that there was heart in there. You're paying these people a lot of money to act, and it felt like that they had someone who, we'll just say, a pretty face who could speak the lines. But there is some groundwork here, though, and you can tell that this is Disney's way of putting out a film that should have come out probably 5 years ago and finally just dusted it off the shelf and asked themselves, what can we use this movie for? It's really just to launch some of the new projects coming off the ground. I hate to say it, but it should have been broken down probably more into a series and not a nationally released film. I'm thankful for the numbers it has received, but No, it's because it's been 2 years since the last film was released by Disney in the MCU, and that was with Spider-Man Far From Home. The fans have been waiting, and it honestly seems like that what drove the numbers is really people just waiting for the film. You know, it's easy to say, oh my gosh, it's a great film because look at all the money we've made, but I think we've been chomping at the bit for so long that it was just nice to finally have an MCU film that was released, you know, for a theater. But for this, fan, I feel like that high delivery but fell really, really flat. And it kind of worries me about what we're going to be seeing next as we enter in to more of this Phase 4. Granted, the film was shelved for quite some time, and Disney probably found that this was a great opportunity to bank on the film that needed to desperately get released during a time where there was the debate of still going to theaters or streaming the film instead. And I think with these numbers, we've kind of pushed that notion to say, yes, we can still release movies in theaters and make money. And I like that. Now, although I am happy to see many of the fans return to the theaters to see it, I feel like it is much more worth the stream as long as you can split the bill with your friends. After all, the price of a movie ticket is much cheaper than paying the premium price to stream it on Disney Plus. In the end, it was good to see another MCU film, but at this point, I feel like they have nowhere to move but up, and I hope they do. As much as they have done well with the WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and most recently Loki, we can only hope that this movement kind of continues. I also have to keep in mind that I've never heard of or seen any of this director's other films, and perhaps her style is just not something I appreciate. At the same time, I'm reminded of James Gunn's earlier work, but James had much more experience, or as I could put it, a much longer resume than Kate Shortland has, and perhaps there lies the issue. Maybe Kate just needed more time to learn her craft. One may argue that the visuals and special effects are as good as the rest of the MCU films, but I would argue that that is because you have the funding of such a big company like Disney and probably already has these scenes kind of templated for their success. Anyone can use those templates, and it's when you use them properly and have a more engaging story that it comes to life and keeps us engaged. So folks, my rating for this film is a 3 out of 5. It's not horrible, and thank God for David Harbour, because otherwise I probably wouldn't have finished the film. Are there stingers during or after the credits? During, I did not see any, but after, you will want to stay. We do see some seeds that are being planted, and where you can kind of get an idea of where the MCU is going next. So this concludes my review of Black Widow. Some final thoughts. It's been a while since my last review, and it's really because the intent of this review platform was mainly to be used as a tool for those going to the movie houses to see a film. Nothing's more disappointing than setting aside the time and money to go see a film that isn't very good, or partially good. Since movie houses really haven't had much going on, that didn't offer the same option to stream through their service without any extra cost. So what I'm saying is, there were movies being released in theaters, but at the same time, they were also being released on a streaming platform, such as like HBO Max or Netflix. This is the first time where we've actually seen a film be released in theaters, and yes, you can stream it, but it's at a premium cost. Now that we are seeing new movies come out that either need a high premium paid to watch at home or go to movie house, it feels like it's kind of time to get back in the game and start doing some reviews again. Feels like that we might be moving into that era again where we're going to start going to the movie theaters. So hopefully, you'll start hearing from me more. Guys, as always, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. Or through the many platforms that Anchor associates us with, such as Spotify and Google Podcasts and Overcast and many, many more. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family or friends. Or maybe just spend some time to yourself. Most importantly, have a great night.